Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
All right, I refuse to get sucked into the machine today. I just refuse. I'm not going to do it. Not going to get sucked in. I'm not going to get sucked into the machine because you got the Michael Cohen thing that happened earlier today. Gets 3 years in prison, right? That's going on. Former Trump attorney, quote-unquote fixer, gets 3 years in prison. Said some not so great things in his outgoing comments about Donald Trump. And so there's that, right? And then there's yesterday's theater with President Trump in the Oval Office with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, the combined age of all three of them, just north of about 450 years. And so a Californian and two New Yorkers. And that got a little nutty, and people are analyzing that into the ground. Some people saying the whole thing was like Shannon Joy used this phrase, kabuki theater, which I thought was kind of funny, assuming and implying not. Just saying that the whole thing was a big setup. They're just a big setup. They're playing everybody. They come get in the back door, back room, the closed doors, and you know that whole thing was a setup. I don't agree with that, but it's certainly good, made for good fundraising for both sides. And so, who knows what that was all about? That's crazy. Only God knows what's going to happen with all that stuff and the Mueller impending Mueller report, this, that, and the other thing. So, I just with the heaviness of. And God is doing some just incredible things with my – some of you know this. Most of you don't. My sister-in-law who had cancer surgery last week, and God's just provided and moved things along in incredible ways, early diagnosis, all kinds of things that we just praise the Lord for. She just came back to our house here in Raleigh today and will be hopefully – be able to get back to her family in Chicago sometime next week prior to Christmas. And so just a lot of heavy stuff going on. And so I was like, you know what? Forget it. I'm just going to set aside. I get tired of the political theater. You know this if you've been listening to the show for any period of time. Tired of the political theater. Tired of the news of the day. Tired of the media, mainstream and otherwise. Tired of all the same old stuff flying back and forth on Facebook and Twitter and yada yada yada. And I tell you what, I mean, you have a steady diet of that stuff, and you're going to have fist face. You ever seen that fist? Your face is just all scrunched up. That's what I call fist face. We're just all ticked off and in a bad mood and. Oh, yeah, Christmas. Okay, so I'm dropping all of that stuff today, okay? I'll get back to it on Friday. I'm sure I'll do a bunch of that stuff. Here's what we're going to do. The phone lines are open, 866-34-TRUTH, and they're going to stay open for the whole rest of the show, 866-34-TRUTH. I have one question for you. It's not the most important question facing the United States of America today. It's not the most important theological question. It's not a huge, really important question at all. But it is a fun question, and for most of us, it might take a little work to remember, but here it is, okay? Let's keep it simple and just have a little fun. What, as far as you can remember, what is your favorite present, Christmas present, that you got as a kid? What's your favorite Christmas present? Get in the Wayback Machine. Think through this. As a kid, okay, there's some awesome ones that we've received recently. A friend of mine back in Ohio was talking about his son gave him a game jersey from a championship game last year, football. That's an awesome gift. How cool is that? But I want you to focus when you were a kid, okay? Which I know for some of us is a long time ago, but just say a little prayer that God will help you remember. And your favorite gift, just one of them, one of your favorite gifts that you got as a kid, okay? That's what we're doing today. Nothing heavy, no theology, not just a little fun, just a little lighthearted fun, a little Wayback Machine, and to enjoy Christmas and some Christmas memories. So your favorite gift that you got as a kid, okay? 866-348-7884. I know this isn't the most compelling topic ever, but it's fun, and let's just relax and lighten up just for an hour, 1 hour this week, okay? You can do it. I'm doing it anyway. Whether you do it or not, I'm doing it anyway. 866-348-7884 is the number. Your favorite Christmas present as a kid. Okay, that's all I'm asking you. Nice and light today, the shallow end of the pool. 866-348-7884 is our number. Or 866-34-TRUTH. Your favorite Christmas present as a kid. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And here's another question. This is a sidebar question, but growing up, and maybe in your house now, we did the Santa thing growing up, and some of our gifts were wrapped and some of them were open. So the ones that you were salivating over the most generally would be open. So you come around the corner or down the stairs and boom, there it is. And you're like, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, right? And it's right there in your face. No waiting, no unpacking. You don't have to take any, you don't have to take anything off. You don't have to unwrap it. It's just right there. That was awesome. I love that. But for you, just one of your favorite gifts as a little lad, as a wee little lad, a little girl, back to Christmas days gone by. Okay, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to my friend Jill calling in from Iowa. Hey, Jill, thanks for calling in. I know you watch on Facebook Live. It's so cool for you to call. Merry Christmas. Go ahead.
So it was 1965, and my dad kept teasing me that he had gotten me something round and square, and he taunted me for weeks. And then Christmas morning, here's this big box, and I open it up, and it's my stereo to play my 33, I don't know if anybody would even understand.
Records,
that,
I'm with you.
My records. And then the thing not only folded down, but then the stereos would come out and you could lift and separate them for true stereo.
Ooh.
But I still have it, and my husband has hooked it up so that he can record a lot of those old albums. And then he plays in a rock and roll band for fun. So he
That's hilarious.
Play some of my old records, yeah.
Yes, and of course, the further the speakers, the further apart you could put the speakers, the more awesome it was.
Oh, yeah. True stereo sound.
Yes,
but
of course.
We still have it from 1965, and it still works.
That is so cool. Jill, thanks so much for calling in and sharing that. Merry Christmas,
thanks,
sister.
Steve. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Talk to you later. That's pretty cool. And now, of course, records are all the rage now, right? My kids, not three out of the four of them now, all want vinyl for Christmas. I'm like, download it on iTunes. It didn't cost me anything, like $9.99 a month for the family plan. No, we gotta have vinyl. Whatever. 866-348-7884 is the number. Your favorite Christmas present as a kid. Lighten up. Have a little fun. Get in the Wayback Machine and think about it. What was it? And a lot of that's going to depend on your age. I'm not going to say anything about Jill's age, but that she got the record player and the speakers would detach. With the long wires, you know, maybe like 5, 6, 7 feet on either side. And you put the speakers way out there and boom, stereophonic, baby. That was big time. Very cool. Jill, 866-348-7884. David from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I see you on there. I'm going to get you right out of the break. We'll be right back. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Having a little fun today on the show. Don't want to talk about David Cohen going to jail for 3 years. Don't want to talk about the mess in the Oval Office yesterday, which was really kind of amusing. A little painful to watch, but kind of amusing. And hey, welcome to the Trump White House. That's just the way they play. And that was Trump and Pelosi and Schumer. I don't want to talk about that either. A bunch of people in the caravan now down near Tijuana on the border are demanding $50,000 before they go home. Good luck with that and all that stuff. But I'm just like, no. Not going to do it today. Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent. Just going with Christmas presents. Okay, so your favorite Christmas present or presents as a little kid. Okay, that's all I'm asking today. We're staying in the shallow end of the pool, having a little fun, taking a break from all the heavy stuff going on out there. Not just here in America, but all around the world. 866-348-7884 is the number. Have a little fun. Lighten up. Call in. Tell me what your favorite toys or whatever that you got when you were a little kid. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And if you don't want to have any fun and if you want to be a bah humbug, well, then change the channel and go somewhere else. I forgive you. We'll talk later. Let's go to David, who's been kind enough to stay on hold. David, thanks for calling in. Merry Christmas. Go right ahead.
Merry Christmas. I just want to tell you that out of all the people on the radio, every time I listen to you, you send me back to the Bible.
Amen, brother.
The famous gun. I'm a baby boomer. I'm 72. The most. If they could make that gun today, it was called the Fanta 500.
Now, what kind of gun was that? Sounds totally cool. But what? Tell us. Give us a little description of that.
It was about the size of the Long Ranger's gun, and you could actually put, you know, the little caps in there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You can, that thing.
That's sweet. So that's the little caps. Did they, like, come in the little rolls, David? The little rolls of caps?
Yeah, in the little rolls, and you stuck it in there, and you could fan. You could pull the trigger, but you could also fan it. That's why they call it the Fairlane Fan of 500.
Wow. That's totally cool. David, thanks so much for your kind words, and thanks for sharing about that. That's awesome. Have a Merry Christmas, bro.
You do the same, brother.
All right, pal. Thanks. We'll talk to you later. That's really cool. Yeah, fan the gun. See, all this stuff. They're going to come take our kids now because we're talking about guns and fanning. Yeah. Okay. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884. Just having some fun. Your favorite present, toys, mostly, hopefully, when you were a little kid. Okay? That's the deal. That's all we're doing today. Nice and light. 866-34-TRUTH is the number. 866-348-7884. Come on. Play along. Let's have some fun. It is the Christmas season, after all. Let's go to Mark, who's calling in. Oh, we lost Mark. Mark was in Fort Mill, South Carolina. Let's go to Monique, who's calling in from Greensboro, North Carolina. Monique, thanks for calling in. Merry Christmas, and go right ahead.
Merry Christmas to you, and I think this is something close to a brilliant idea for now to do this. Really, really, really is. I just wanted to say my toy for all time was the Cricket doll. She was a talking doll. They gave you a choice to have a black one with, you know, wavy hair, a black one with an afro, a white one with blonde hair. And I could appreciate that for them. But I got the talking doll, and she had a little director's chair that said Cricket. It's a blue director's chair that had Cricket in.
I just pulled up an image on Google. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. And she used to talk, and her eyes would move, and her cheeks would move, and she'd laugh. And she had all these wonderful cassette tapes to do the different adventures. Cricket goes to France, Cricket counts in Japanese or whatever.
Cool.
And my mom really, you know, went out there by herself. My dad, for some reason, had an issue with toys. I don't know. But so she went out there and got it. They were both working professionals.
Cool.
And, yeah.
That's awesome.
That was my favorite.
Yeah, that's really cool. Monique, thanks for calling in and sharing that with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for being lighthearted today. We need it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Me too. Thanks. We'll talk to you later. Merry Christmas. Let's go over to Jeff from Indiana. By the way, 866-348-7884. Something close to a, what was the word she used to describe the idea of doing the show today? Brilliant. Well, once a year or decade or whatever. 866-348-7884. Ho, ho, ho. Having a little fun today. Not endorsing Santa, by the way. But let's have a little fun. Your favorite toy gift when you were a kid. 866-348-7884. Come on, you folks out there. Come on. Lighten up. Play along. Let's have a little fun for an hour. Let's revisit our childhood. It's okay. Call it therapy. Call it whatever you want. It's a nice break from all the other garbage that's out there. 866-34-TRUTH. Come on, friends. 866-348-7884. Let's go to Jeff calling in from Indianapolis area there on Wilkins Radio. Jeff, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Oh, you're welcome. So there was a lot of toys when I was a kid that was really, I had a lot of fun. But I think the first really good Christmas present that I liked was when my dad got me and my brother double barrel 410 shotguns.
Whoa.
So we could go bird hunting with our uncles. It was... You know, I think we was about 9 years old.
And now today, Jeff, you would have, you know, Health and Human Services, Department of Childhood Services, all those people would be showing up. But that must have been really cool, especially because it was both of you, older brother or younger brother?
Younger brother. And wow. I just kind of wish, you know, my parents would have kept them over the years. I don't know what even happened to them. But
Were those under or side by side?
Side by side.
Wow, yeah, that's totally cool.
Double barrel 410. I think there was like, came out of the hardware store that sold them in Louisville, Kentucky, called Belknap.
Wow.
And yeah, there was a little store in Kentucky my dad bought them at. So.
Wow, that's awesome. Jeff, thanks for calling in and sharing that today.
Thanks.
All right, have a Merry Christmas. Thanks, man. Let's jump over to, let's see, where am I going next? Let's go to Sheena, who's calling in from North Carolina. Sheena, you're on with Steve. Go ahead.
All right. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I enjoy the show topic for today.
Thank you, ma'am. Nice and light.
Okay. Well, my favorite present was a plug-and-play record player. I don't know if you remember those. And they didn't have a needle, but you could put records on them. And it would play different stuff. And then I had the Fisher-Price one that you could wind it up.
Ah.
And it would play kid songs.
So the one record player, so it wasn't like, it wasn't like regular vinyl records where you had the needle. It, they looked like records, and it would play music, I guess.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It was kind of neat. Yeah.
And that was probably back in the day, that was probably a big deal, kind of high tech.
Yeah, I'm 35, so it was probably the late 80s.
Wow. That's really
90s. And
yeah, that's cool.
I saw one of those at Cracker Barrel, but now you got to put batteries in it. When I was growing up, you didn't have to.
That's funny. Well, I mean, some people would think all the best gifts come from Cracker Barrel.
Well, I think so.
Sheena, thanks so much for calling in. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too, sir.
Thanks. We'll talk to you later. And then there you go. See, that's not that long ago, really. Now, you can tell I'm old. I'm 52 because I said, that's not that long ago. Back in the 80s, people are like, you know, Evan, my production assistant's like, dude, I wasn't even born prior to the 21st century. Yeah, don't rub it in. Okay, so we're going to go to some more calls when we come back. 866-348-7884. Your favorite toy present when you were a little kid. Okay, think back, get in the Wayback Machine. You can set Trump aside, Pelosi, Schumer, Cohen, the migrants down on the border, immigration, $21 trillion in federal debt, all that fun stuff. We're just going to set it all aside for the remainder of the show today and just have a little fun and enjoy the Christmas season, enjoy some of our fond memories when we were kids. Your favorite toy, your favorite gift growing up. 866-348-7884 is our number. 866-348-7884. Eventually, I'll tell you some of mine. The list is long because I just was really into a lot of different toys and my parents were very gracious. I wasn't spoiled, but we got some pretty awesome Christmas gifts. 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. We're not talking about any politics today, no theology, nothing heavy whatsoever. Just getting in the memory machine and going back to when you and I were kids. And like your favorite toys that you got when you were a little wee little lad, wee little girl, back in the day at Christmas, your favorite toy, favorite gift. So just call and share. We're just having some fun lightening things up today. And by the way, if my wife is listening, Gina, you're going to get a little notice from Covenant Eyes that I Google searched Kissing Barbie. It was Carla's idea, our sister in Christ, and the Kissing Barbie from, I'm looking at one, vintage 1978 Kissing Barbie. Yeah, pretty tame by today's standards. Anyway, pretty funny. People talking about on Facebook Live. One of those huge four-lane slot car sets. That's really cool. So you have four cars going right on the little slots. That was really cool. Pogo ball. Ursula mentioned that. That's the bouncy ball that basically had a stand around it. You'd stand on it, bounce up and down. Ursula almost killed herself on that. Pretty funny. And then Evan, my production assistant intern, one of his fondest memories is when his dad, a surprise appearance by his dad because his dad was deployed. So one of those Good Morning America kind of moments. That's really cool. And some other people talking about Silver Streak electric train set. Daryl mentioned that and was smart and put it on the big 4x8 sheet of plywood. Totally cool. So just having some fun today. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Tommy's calling from Durham, North Carolina. Tommy, you're on with Steve. Thanks for calling. Merry Christmas. Go ahead.
Thank you. Let's go back a few years because I'll be 75 next month. But this goes back to 1956 when I was 12 years old. I got my first and only bicycle. And it turns out that it came from Western Auto. And my dad rode it home from Western Auto to our house. And it was under the Christmas tree the next morning. It was the only bike I got. And it was a memorable Christmas because in March of 57, my mom passed away. And so as a 13-year-old, I remember very vividly.
I'm sure you do. Wow, that's pretty amazing. What kind of seat did it have, Tommy? What was the seat on the bicycle?
It was just a regular bicycle seat. It was large. I mean, it wasn't like we have today. I mean, it was just a large seat. And it was just a Cadillac of bicycles.
Yeah,
at that
that's
time.
Cool. Do you remember what color it was?
Yes, it was a burgundy color.
Sweet.
Red. And a lot of silver trim on it.
Yeah, sounds really cool. Tommy, thanks for calling in and sharing that with us today. Have a Merry Christmas.
You're welcome. Thank you. You too.
Thanks so much. All right, let's jump over here to, let's see, I'm trying to go in order. Let's go to Janice, who's calling in, also from Durham, North Carolina. Janice, you're on with Steve. Merry Christmas. Thanks for calling, and go right ahead.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm having trouble with the radio's behind what I'm saying, but that's okay.
Oh, just make anyway, sure you turn it down, otherwise you're going to have a big echo
yes.
in there.
Okay, thank you. Yes, it's the Chrissy doll. In the 1970s, there was a Chrissy doll, and when you pulled her hair got long. Some people remember her brownish-red hair, and I was so excited when I got that baby doll, and also the Barbie townhome.
Oh, yeah.
They had the elevators. They had the elevators. And I'm not so sure if it was because it was just so big.
Totally
uptown. Yeah. And I remember later hearing about how my dad had to put that together.
Yes.
And I had appreciation for that later in life when I had to put things together for my own son.
Yeah. You and me both. Well, here, I just pulled this up.
Yes,
I just Googled this. Yes. Chrissy doll, vintage 18-inch from 1969, yes. Growing hair, original box and dress, $175, just in case you
want to revisit that. If you don't take her out, but everybody wanted to play with her, you know?
Yeah.
So that's
really cool.
To find one of those. Yes,
that's
it
fun.
Was. And the great memories.
That's
and
awesome.
So I appreciate you having this today.
Absolutely. Janice, thanks for calling in.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye. 866-348-7884. 866-348-7884. We're so binary in this crowd. Girls like dolls and guys like guns. What did you guys? I knew you were a bunch of haters. Just a bunch of binary haters. I'm just trying to forgive you. 866-348-7884 is the number. Your favorite toy or gift when you were a little kid at Christmas time, 866-34-TRUTH. Let's jump over to Peyton, who's calling in right here in my part of the world, Raleigh, North Carolina. Peyton, you're on with Steve. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Well, good. Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, I got a red wagon. Now, see, I had a paper route, and I used to, had that bag where I had to sling it on my shoulder and carry all the papers. I had a real long route, but when I got the wagon, I could put a lot of my papers in there, and a lot easier to do my paper route.
Yeah, and of course it was a red wagon. Was it a radio flyer, yeah. Peyton? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I don't think it was, but I know it was a red. It might have been, but I'm not sure now. This was back in the 50s. See, I'm 72 now, so it's hard
that's
to remember
cool.
exactly what it was back then.
Yeah,
but
that's
I know
right.
I was around 10 back then.
Yeah, that's really cool. Peyton, thanks for sharing that. What a great memory. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll talk to you later. See the red wagon. And he had a paper route. What's that? Look it up. A paper route. I had one too. And then I folded because when I went to go try to collect, what do we call that? Somebody help me out. Remember on Facebook Live. You go to collect. Oh, there was a name for it. I forgot. So you have to go get the money for the paper, right? And you go door to door, and you have your little sheet that you have to fill out. And I was just scared to death. And as soon as a couple people said no, I was out of there. I'm like, I don't want to be a paper boy anymore. Anyway, it's pretty funny. Let's go to Clay, my good buddy Clay here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Clay, Merry Christmas, pal. Go ahead.
Hey, brother. God bless you, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you very
much. I find it interesting that you're bringing this up. I remember when I was younger. Way younger, I got a weather kit, and I wasn't quite sure what to do with it. But, maybe the parents thought I was going to be a meteorologist or something like that. and I found it interesting that I'm a little more knowledgeable with things about the weather, even though I'm not a meteorologist. But I will just say to me, as life went on for me in certain aspects, my biological father was no longer around and all that other stuff. To me, the favorite gift getting for Christmas was just being able to share it with family, whether I received one or not. I was just more in the mood of Christmas mode of just, being able to share what I needed to share. But that was, whether it was gift cards or money or stuff like that. To me, it's more expressing a giving thing than a receiving thing. And, being able to go to a Christmas service. So that to me, is more of a setting for me than anything else. And it has nothing to do with dolls or guns because that was a breakdown for those people that believe in that. But there are other things that are more important like,
that's,
you know,
sure,
maybe getting a weather kit or something else. But to me, it was about being in that mode for, you know, the first six letters of Christmas.
That's cool. Very good. I appreciate that, Clay. Thanks for calling in, buddy. Merry Christmas.
All right, brother. God bless you, man. Thank you again.
You too.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We'll talk later. 866-348-7884. Just having some fun today. 866-348-7884. Your favorite Christmas present or toy when you were a kid. Jeff on Facebook Live. This is really cool. When he was deployed in Iraq. I'm going to tell you that one here. So I'm going to put the pause button because I want to make sure we get to our callers as well. Let's jump out to Susan calling in out there in New Mexico, also on Wilkins Radio. Susan, thanks so much for calling. Merry Christmas. Go right ahead.
Merry Christmas to you. I guess I was kind of a tomboy, and my favorite toy was a Fort Apache. It was a little plastic cowboy and Indian figures, and it had a plastic stockade with little guardhouses you could put on top. And I had to set it up under my grandma's baby grand piano because there was no other room for it. But enjoyed that. And then
those
I found
totally
out just
cool.
recently my sisters used to play with it when I wasn't around.
Of course. And then they had, you know, they had all different kinds of, now I don't know if they were trying to be racially sensitive or what, but they all different kinds of colors, bright green, red. I'm actually pulled one up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at it on eBay, vintage Mark's Fort Apache playset. In the box, near complete with extras, can be yours for $179 plus $29 in shipping.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
No, I'm done with that. Thank you.
I'm sure you are. Thanks, Susan. Have a Merry Christmas. Bye. Thanks. Bye. That's a blast. I just love pulling up pictures of these. I'm like, yeah, why were the Indians like bright green and red and bright blue soldiers, and that was just weird. Anyway, but it was cool. It's a cool big set. 866-348-7884. I'm going to run out of time here, but I'll try to sneak one in real quick. Hey, Tony, it's Steve. Thanks for calling in. Well, you know that anyway. You're calling in. Thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hey, buddy. How you doing? I mentioned to you about the AFX car set, and the reason that it was so amazing for me was, and I grew up in New York City in the neighborhood, and we used to have an apartment building down the road. And all the guys in the neighborhood would get their AFX cars, and we would race against each other.
Oh, man.
And then if you lost, you lost your car. And if you won, you had bragging rights.
Yeah, so that was serious. There's some things on the line there if you lost. That's really cool.
Yeah, you put you're coming home and rebuilding them and getting better magnets and moving them upright.
The
it
whole
like
night.
You have to become
That's
your own
That's really
kid.
Cool.
Your own crew, pit crew. So it was
That's fun. That's cool. Yeah, cool. Thanks for calling in, Tony. I appreciate that, buddy. We'll see you soon. Merry Christmas.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Okay, your favorite toy, 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Just having a little fun today and just asking you your favorite Christmas present, your favorite toys, whatever, when you were a little kid. Get in the Wayback Machine and go back there. And remember that. We had some really cool answers, fun stuff, and just been a blast and just trying to lighten it up today. Not talking politics, theology, none of that stuff. Just having a little fun and thinking about back to a Christmas season and Christmas days gone by when we were little kids. And at our house, you would have... We did the Santa thing, so you'd have some things that were from Santa that were wrapped up. Those usually were grade B presents, right? But the grade A stuff, the stuff you really wanted, that was unwrapped. And so, you know, of course, my dad would have to put all that stuff together. And then that stuff's sitting out, so you come down the stairs around the corner, boom, you're assaulted by, and most of the times, your number one gift, not always. Because you tend to shoot a little high when you're a kid. So that was cool. And then, you know, when we'd see, oh, this is a package from Santa, we'd be like, oh, well, this will be, you know, socks or a scarf or gloves or something. But the stuff that was unwrapped, that was really the Mac Daddy back in the day. 866-348-7884 is our number if you want to share your favorite toy or present when you were a kid at Christmas time. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Aubrey, who's calling in from Greensboro. Sorry to keep you on hold for a while there, Aubrey, and Merry Christmas. Go right ahead.
Merry Christmas, Steve, and thank you for your grace and your kindness to all of us.
You're welcome.
I wanted to say, with the miracle of God's grace, my parents were able to present me with my bicycle, which was a very hard Santa wish because my father was laid off. And it was very difficult time. I remember till today what my daddy would say every Christmas. which became more and more endearing, he would say, "We, being a depression baby, we had a stocking, and in that stocking was an orange, an apple, and nuts, and we were very grateful for it."
Wow. That's a, what a valuable lesson that was. And I, did you know it at the time? I mean, you were grateful for it at the time, I assume.
I was, but of course I was a little girl and I didn't quite understand it.
Right,
but
right.
As I grew up, every Christmas, like I said, became more and more endearing, that statement.
Yeah.
Because I understood what he was saying.
Yeah.
Be humble and appreciate the Lord and the gift. Whatever
it is. Yeah. What a great lesson for all of us, whether it was back then, Audrey, or just as real, just as needed, that message today. So thanks for sharing that with us. That was just awesome. Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for calling, Audrey.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. We'll talk to you later. Thanks. And that's just a great one. I want to jump over here back to Facebook Live, then I'll get back to your calls here in just a second. Because Jeff, who was sharing to Jeff on Facebook Live, this was really cool. He was sharing this story. This isn't from when I was a kid. It was when I was 22. This is Jeff writing this on Facebook. The Steve Noble Show, that's where we do Facebook Live during the radio show. But when I was deployed to Iraq, thank you for your service, Jeff, I bought myself the coolest Christmas gift. I bought a motorcycle around Christmas waiting for me in the garage when I returned. I didn't get to see the gift until I got back, but it was a gift for myself, well-deserved, on a random note. I took the motorcycle school safety course with Mike Mays, the weather guy from WRAL, which is one of the stations here in Raleigh, North Carolina. That's hilarious. Thank you for your service. That's pretty cool. Buy yourself a motorcycle for Christmas. I like that idea. I'm going to have to write that one down. Okay, let's jump back to the phones. Let's go over to let's go to Mark calling in from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Mark, you're on with Steve. Thanks for calling. Merry Christmas. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
My favorite gift when I was growing up, my dad was a amateur and then a professional prize fighter. So
wow.
He got me, for one of the Christmases, the Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Mmm. I love that.
Yeah. And that led, by the way, he would eventually train me to 7 amateur championships later on in my life, about 10 years later.
Oh, my goodness. That is so cool, Mark. And it all started with Rock'em Sock'em Robots and watching your dad as an example.
Yeah, and I never could beat my dad at Rock'em Sock'em Robots even. So, you know,
did you guys
try to get in the ring with him and threaten him that way either.
I was going to ask you if you ever stepped into a ring with your dad.
Well, he would train us, and he would actually literally get in the ring, and this was when he was in his late 30s, would get in the ring and spar with 4 or 5 of us up to 20 rounds a night, five days a week, to get us ready for tournaments. So he could knock down the biggest guys, and he could catch up to the smallest guys if he wanted to, you know.
Wow.
So it was a great experience. After a while, when I started to get better and things started to get more serious, my mom stepped in and told us we couldn't do that anymore. That we were father and son first before we got the hammer on each other in the ring. So we had to stop sparring against each other.
That's funny. Mark, thanks so much for calling and sharing that. That's an awesome story.
You got it.
All right, man. Thanks. Merry Christmas. Let's jump over to Stafford, who's calling in from my backyard right here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Stafford, you're on with Steve. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Oh, you're welcome, man. I tell you, one of my most memorable gifts, and I probably was about 6 years old, so we're talking way back now, was a toy called the Big Bruiser. And what it was a wrecker truck that had a workable winch on it, and it had a pickup truck that you could crash and replace the parts and, you know, do all that stuff with it. This was before remote control vehicles became very popular, because I'm 57 now. So
that's really cool.
I tried to find one on eBay, but none of them were in good condition. So
I'm looking at one right now, vintage Marx's Big Bruiser tow truck parts, but it doesn't have the other car with it. But there's one there, so that's that's like $27. That's really cool.
Yeah, the ones that I saw were about $80, and they did have the truck with them. So some people got them still.
That's really cool. Thanks for calling in, Stafford. I appreciate it. Have a Merry Christmas.
Right. You do the same. Merry Christmas.
Hi, man. Thanks. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you later. And, yeah, so a lot of fun there in Christmas presents. I'll share that. I just want to remind you. I guess you could kind of call this a Christmas present. As an adult, because I bring this up regularly, and it was definitely a huge gift for us once we discovered it. Of course, MediShare, this was back in 2011. God sold our business. All of a sudden, I was having to write the health insurance check out of our personal checking account instead of a business checking account every month, and that was disgusting and getting to the point where it was literally unaffordable. So we found out about MediShare, and saves the average savings for most people is about $500 a month. So it's a big deal, really a great program. It's a ministry, nationwide ministry. It's been around for decades. Over 300,000 Christians nationwide that are a part of that. And we would share each other's major medical expenses. Wow, it's almost like it's a biblical idea. Can you imagine that? So I hope you'll check them out for yourself and get that information. Really an awesome ministry and a great opportunity. 844-744-BIBLE is the phone number at MediShare. 844-744-BIBLE. Okay, before I wanted to share the the Daily Dose devotional from that I wrote earlier this morning. Before that, a couple things about my Christmas presents, if you want to know. I guess I'm going to tell you anyway. Number one, by far, was this huge Millennium Falcon model. They had to put together, I mean, it had working lights, and that was like the bomb. I was such a little Star Wars fanatic. I say such. I still am, truth be told. But there was this huge Millennium Falcon. That was awesome. Then I got a really cool bike that was kind of this gnarly greenish color. Banana seat, the whole nine yards. And then that summer, my sister Sharon, who shall remain nameless, took it to the pool and got ripped off. So I enjoyed it. But I'm not bitter or anything. It's not like I'm holding on to that memory that's about 46 years old. And my sister Sharon, who shall remain nameless. But it was a pretty cool gift, all right? And then I had this other thing. I don't remember this. It was like a little obstacle course with a ping pong ball, and the handle thing was a little blower. So the little blower would put the ping pong ball up in the air, which looked magical. And then you had to take the ping pong ball through this whole course, like an obstacle course. I can't remember the name of it, but that was really cool. And so lots of things to remember and have fun and talk about. And we should be doing that with our kids, by the way, at Christmas time. That's a fun thing to do. Hopefully I'll remember that with my own kids. And we'll talk about it at Christmas, some of our favorite presents growing up, which is a blast. Okay, so gossip. I just want to lay this one on you because this is all the lights were going off for me this morning. And it was because I'm in the book of Proverbs. This was actually Daily Dose devotional number 100 in the book of Proverbs. And we're only like chapter 18, verse 8. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to inmost parts. Yummy. What's your favorite meal? How about your favorite dessert? When you know you're going to be able to have one or the other or both, that's some pretty sweet anticipation, isn't it? So this is today's Daily Dose. And once the plate is set before you, your anticipation reaches its peak. But it's that first bite that's so enjoyable, right? You sink your teeth into that hot, juicy steak or that silky, smooth, and sweet dessert. Wow! That's a powerful experience that most humans have in common. Hearing some good, quote-unquote good gossip tends to have the same effect. Most of us tend to think or anticipate hearing some gossip with the same intensity that I described before, but the impact tends to be about the same. Hearing the salacious details of other people's lives is a strong temptation for most people, and when we consume them, they can be rather satisfying. And while the Bible is clear when it comes to the sin of the gossip or the talebearer, I want to focus on why it's so tempting and satisfying for the hearer when we hear it. Why is that so enjoyable in a sick and twisted way? Quite simply, gossip taps directly into the darkness of the human heart. Our sin leads us to delight in other people's pain or misfortune or dirty laundry. Like Satan, now this is where it really hit me. Like Satan's temptation of Eve and Adam, of course, we desire the knowledge of other things, good and evil, and don't like not having it. When we gain access to the secret things of other people's lives via gossip, it gives us what I like to call a God rush. And all of a sudden, we have some omniscience, and we like that. It makes us feel powerful and special because we have inside information, like God himself. In short, this is the kicker, we desire to be like God, just like Lucifer did before he fell. Ouch, I was really writing this to myself. Perhaps if we think about gossip in these more audacious terms, it will help us see why God's word speaks so clearly and loudly about it, as well as the people who dine so ravenously on their choice morsels. We need to be sober-minded about the fact that when we do one or the other or both, gossip or listen to it, we are attempting to steal a little time on God's throne. And I don't think I need to tell you how bad of an idea that is. Okay, that's just an example. Daily Dose takes like a minute and a half. Just text the word DOSE to 66866. Text the word DOSE to 66866. We'll get you on the list. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. Merry Christmas to you. God willing, we'll talk real soon. And like my dad always said, ever forward.